Hi, we're here. Ready to believe you. On a rotating random facts band. Let me read your facts. Oh, first, our love connection here is Karen, the married lady who says she looks like a nuts little cello. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Have you had a chance to speak to your biker husband during the commercial break?
No, I think I should save that for later.
Oh, okay. The guy we hooked you up with, he doesn't need to fear for his life?
Oh, no, not at all. I hope not, at least, right?
I can find you a very brave man. Boy, party girl. Hello, who's this, please?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, dude, what's your name?
My name's Doug.
Hello, Doug. Thank you for listening. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C.
Mm-hmm. How old are you, Doug?
I'm 31.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I used to be a student, but for the last month, I guess I'm an ex-student. From school?
That's a long school career there, Doug.
Yeah, it is. Went back. Sorry about that.
Oh, no need to apologize. The celebrity that you think you most resemble.
I'm sorry about this, though. I look like a blonde Matthew Broderick, but I'm a much better driver.
Oh, yeah. So you qualified, huh? And listen, I just want to say one thing. After driving in Ireland,
yes,
I totally take back everything I've ever said about Matthew Broderick killing that person in Ireland.
As you should.
Oh, thank you.
For goodness sakes, I'm lucky I didn't kill a couple people over there myself with my driving.
Yeah, but
I get to go with the married biker woman.
Ah, yes. That attracted you, huh?
Oh, no ass.
Yes, you do. Doug, this is Karen. Karen, this is Doug. You two kids will be handcuffed for your day of love Friday in Ocean City, Maryland.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent.
All right, and enjoy. Hold on just a second, please. Diana, if you would please keep count of how many pairs of passes we've given away. That's one married couple today and one love connection. I think we've got three more today. We'll tell you when it's time to call in and get them. Now let's dive into some faxes at 1-800-636-6410. Hello, Don and Mike. I call all the time and I can never get through to say hello to you. I like your show and just want to participate. The part that bothers me is the people who answer the phones. They are not very nice.
Uh-oh.
And I'm curious who's answering the phones.
No.
I believe that working on such a fun show, they should have fun with what they're doing, even if the callers suck. Getting back to getting on with you, what do you need? Half a ton? I am a fun-loving guy, and I'm writing this in a clown suit. Jeff Katz, Folsom, California.
I'd like to point out that one of our interns we hired full-time, he's an intern named James, who recently was taken aboard full-time, is usually the individual
he's the problem child.
That answers the phones, and he's got a little people problem.
He does, but we're working on him.
Yeah, he's a nice kid, he's terrible on the phones.
I got a soft spot in my heart for him.
You're the reason he got hired full-time.
He's handsome, I'll tell you that.
He certainly is.
Jesus, he's good-looking. Dear Don, Mike, Sherry, and Buzz, hello, I'm too scared to call you on a phone scam, but I figured this is okay. I'm not in the four-hour club, so I can safely say everyone you call seems to have a mental disorder. And what is it with the S-word? But if I had to choose, I'd keep the S over the F. What is the latest on your new Fox television show? Don't give up on the four-hour club. Keep up the good work. Christy, P.S. Don, hope you don't burn in hell for editing that Canon tape. Well, I'm not concerned about that, and the latest on our Fox show is... just wait.
Yeah, just sit tight. Things are working, and we haven't heard... We actually haven't spoken to our agent in quite some time.
Nope, he's been busy on some vacation with his sons.
Yeah, I think he's going back to see the pyramids again.
But we will have something for you, I hope, when we get back from vacation.
All right.
Dear Don and Mike, since you were talking about the hidden hemorrhoids and golden grams... it made me think of something that I've learned recently.
I thought it was Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess so. Well, whatever. That's what it says here, Golden Grahams. If you hold up a can of Red Dog beer, and you hold it upside down, and you cover up the Red Dog's eyes, it shows a picture of Batman doing something to a girl.
Oh, God.
I wish I had a copy of the beer can to send you, but I'm sure you can find one.
Oh,
Don, I figured you would like this since you love sex and you're such a Batman fan. Hope I help your fan, Rube.
All right.
Thank you, Rube. Hello, Don and Mike. I'm a regular listener, and I absolutely love the two of you. I actually know someone whose son was on Don's son's baseball team. I was shocked to find out that, Don, you are as obnoxious in life as you are on the radio. Well, thank you. I bet you are a blast. About the sister of the so-called four-hour listener, all I have to say is this. A real... oh, my... then she uses all kinds of bad language.
Oh, a nasty,
a real,
nasty term.
Something lady would never use such something language. She should have her something potty mouth washed out with the ooze when Kathy leaves, that is just foul.
Well, it's nice to see that some of that foulness seeps through on the fax line, too.
Dear Don and Mike and Company, big fan of your show. Listen to the last 2 years in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Now I'm out of the Navy, and I'm in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and I'm still able to listen to the show. Guys, you were right about Lancelot Link. I couldn't stop laughing from the opening credits on. That show needs to make a comeback.
Hear, hear.
If you watch the monkey playing Lancelot, it looks like every time he talked, he was actually chewing.
Yeah, that's it. He's always chewing. That's what they did. They gave him something to chew.
So would it seem that he was not as cooperative as the other monkeys? They seem to do the mouth movements on cue. What does Chump stand for? Your fan in Mechanicsburg, Craig.
We found out yesterday somebody, that guy from Long Island called.
Yeah.
And I think the best talker on that show is Mata Hari.
Here's one from Seth in Mobile, Alabama. Hey, Don, remember when you hurt your shoulder and Trudy did everything for you except wiping your butt? Believe it or not, my wife has proved her devotion in that way. I was not injured, but however, dead drunk. I came home last weekend after a night out and became violently ill.
Uh-oh.
As she was nursing me through the dry heaves, I decided I had to go. She asked if I could hold it. I could not. I did my business, and due to my state of intoxication, I could not finish the job.
Oh, God.
My wife, God love her, did cross the final threshold.
Oh, God.
I thought you might like to know.
Nice guy telling us about it, too.
Your fan in Darwin's waiting room, Seth Chernick. P.S. We love chocolate pie.
Wipers?
I bet you do. Dear Don and Mike, who would you do from Sacramento, California? Samantha from Bewitched or Jeannie from I Dream of Jeannie?
Jeannie.
Well, as they are now?
No. As they are now.
Samantha.
Oh, God.
Give me a shovel.
As they are now.
Give me my shovel.
Something about Jeannie, the forbidden fruit, always attracted me.
No, and I would say Sam. Mm-hmm. Something kind of foxy about her. About Sam, when she was still with us.
Buzz?
Sam, definitely. Sam. Here's one for Sherry. Oh, who would you do?
Okay.
I'm just excited because I get Jeannie all for myself now.
In the bottle.
Yeah. Sherry, knowing that you know both of these people, who would you do? Please consider Carl Grossman or Dennis Murphy.
I would do Dennis Murphy in a second.
Oh!
I really like Dennis.
And here is a fax from Carl Grossman.
But if she had her choice, the one guy that actually came by the game, who I know that you hung out with.
Oh, the blind guy.
Yeah, Jack Wood would be your man.
In my hand right here, a message. Mr. Jack Wood, he called me today.
Oh, my.
So I have to call him back.
Wow. You could make him see, Sherry. We all speak, this is from Carl Grossman, we all speak with tongue in cheek when talking about Tommy Gavin's spelling and vocal skills. However, I have watched Tom Gavin at karaoke, and my tongue is not in cheek when I tell you there is no finer sight in the world than Tom Gavin doing karaoke. The kid's a natural, he's got it all, the hand motions, he walks in the audience, he's expressive with his hat on backwards, there is no finer sight. The reason I mention this is to implore you, once again, to find room for him on your bus.
Oh, my God.
As you did for Dennis and me to Ocean City. Let's face it, asking Tom Gavin to be quick enough to figure out when to call just is not going to happen. After all, he's the same guy who called me last night. When I told him I heard them read his facts on the air, he said, "What did I say?" I'm telling you, you need to have Tom Gavin do karaoke. Get a tape of the Motown song Get Ready and prepare to be bedazzled, Carl, the married Jew Grossman.
You know?
Yeah.
All right. It's almost worth if to have him come down and perform.
Okay. If Tom Gavin will perform, we will find a copy of Get Ready.
All right.
And that'll be an added bonus for everybody on the bus.
Oh, yeah. Looks like Tom's going on the trip.
Hi, guys. This is from Joe Conway. I want to let you know I had a great time at Don and Mike Bowl 3. It was great to see everyone there, and I'm glad to hear you guys raised so much money. Now, we didn't raise the money. You folks raised the money.
That's right.
For a worthy cause at Children's Hospital. I got to the stadium late and noticed some people had Don and Mike baseball caps. I didn't see anybody selling them. Do you have any left? How can I get one? That's from Joey Conway. Joey, I think those were just made for people on the team, my friend.
Yeah, maybe some of the teammates, team members gave them away.
Dear Don and Mike. Oh, I got a break? All right, we'll break. We'll come right back. Read a couple more faxes. 800-636-6410.
Get ready.
Don't free fax line. Fax line. We'll be right back.
Radio Gods.
I fiddle
keys
for the British Shoeing Fair.
Don and Mike. The best breakfast you've ever had. Guaranteed. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, we're here reading your faxes. If you get a chance, I want you to have Timmy Obibene do his Rudy Marsky impression for you. Okay. Timmy, like everybody else, a fan of Rudy Marsky, and was just giving me a little Rudy in the hallway.
Timmy's coming on a trip with us, you know, on Friday. He's coming to Ocean City with us. Very smooth how he worked that, incidentally.
Timmy Obibene.
He called me up. I'm in the office playing my new laptop today. The phone rings, and I pick up, it's Timmy. He says, Don, listen, I'd like to come to Ocean City. Would you have a spot for me on the bus?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, of course, Timmy, you know, my bus is your bus. Please join us. And he said, great, thanks. Hangs up the phone. Then in the lunchroom, very smooth now, in front of Miss Bobby, who is his boss.
Yeah, and who is really a tough target.
He says, Miss Bobby, Don has invited me to go to Ocean City.
Yeah, and Miss Bobby immediately got that look on her face that she gets when you ask her for anything. It's kind of that she's going to get sick look. You know, where she kind of just goes...
That's where she really starts talking like Roseanne.
Yeah, why?
Why? But she relented, and she said, yes, Timmy, come on in. Do your Rudy Marsky impression for us.
Hey, Timmy, come on.
The Nigerian Nightmare. You've heard him on the show.
Well, last I checked, he was like walking down towards the bathroom. I certainly hope that he's finished his business in there.
Okay, back to faxes, and then if Timmy comes in, we'll get him on here. Don and Mike, you guys are the best radio personalities I have ever heard. I love hearing your phone sex. Charles Bovine.
Charles Bovine.
Rochester, New York.
Charlie Bovine.
We don't have phone sex on the program. I bet he means phone ho theater.
I'm sure that's what he means.
Here is Timmy. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Don. I'm Mike.
Here is the Nigerian Nightmare. Tim, I understand you do a pretty mean impression of Rudy Marsky.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Very good. Very nice, Timmy.
Hello, Timmy.
Very nice. Nicely done. Looking forward to having you with us on the trip.
Thanks for the invitation.
You're very welcome. Hey, one more. Just say how you doing.
Hey, Don, how you doing?
Perfect. Okay, back to the faxes. Dear Don and Mike, welcome back to Western New York. When WWKB Buffalo yanked you guys when they changed owners, I and my cohorts at work were crestfallen. One of the guys swore he heard you were coming back last year, so I checked the local radio column in the paper, but no luck. Imagine our manic glee when we heard you guys 3 weeks ago on WLVL. We have spent the last year quoting stuff we remember from your show. Paint your bald spots, itchy eye.
Yeah.
Guys, we still have to find out what a DBR is. Don, what is your Lauren Tweez story? Fellows, what's the Danny Thomas story?
Oh, boy.
I can't tell you that. That comes from Dean in Buffalo. Thank you, Dean. Some things are better left unsaid.
That's for sure.
Here, Don and Mike, hello. This is a long overdue fact that unfortunately doesn't have anything to do with today's program. I want to tell you, Don, as an EMT working on a rescue squad, I would like to thank you for your help when you helped the woman in the car accident several weeks ago. It never ceases to amaze me. Well, it's about time I get one of these faxes.
Yeah, and Don, I just wanted to mention, I want to thank you for that, too.
Please shut up. It never ceases to amaze me the way people can just blow by an accident with no concern. Put yourself at risk, Don. You put yourself at risk by carrying that woman out of her car. A risk to your personal safety, and sad as it is, a legal risk. I think you're great for putting yourself in that position. For whatever it's worth, I want you to know that you are our hero here at the EMS, Emergency Medical Systems. I've listened to you guys since you were on WAVA. Thought you were great. All joking aside, what you did counts for a lot. My job would not be half as difficult as we had less rubbernecking, lawsuit-fearing people, and more God-fearing people like you. Thank you. And that comes from Lisa Parker, EMT.
Wouldn't the world be a better place if more people put their lives on the line each and every day? I think so. That's just my opinion.
I do it here every day. I'm not just pulling people out of cars. Let me tell you, I do this show right here every day. I am putting my life on the line for you guys. Here, Don and Mike, hello, my brothers. This fax comes to us from Sacramento, California. I need to hear it again. Squashed bananas up my ass. You guys are the radio gods. Your fan, Steve. Steve Reynolds. Steve, ask, and he shall receive. There you go.
There it is.
Glad we could help. Dear Don and Mike, on the subject of your upcoming visit to Ocean City, are you aware that just last weekend there were two nights of mayhem in Ocean City? People breaking windows, eating in restaurants and leaving without paying, and throwing stuff out of windows. It was not widely reported, but a number of the businesses suffered considerable losses. Thought you would like to know. I had not heard that.
Well, you know, they've had some problems there this summer, and hopefully that'll just be a brief period of time, and things will get back to normal, and everybody will have a good time there.
Hope it's okay. Dear Don and Mike, what is the status of your newsletter? I have been listening to you for 4 years and recall only getting 2 newsletters in the mail. Your fan, Matt from Baltimore. Matt, those are collector's items. That is the status of our newsletter. Those right. that are out are collector's items.
Enjoy.
Should I read these, Diana?
Sure.
Dear Don and Mike, what happened with Dennis Murphy on a Monday? He was caller 100. KHTK Sacramento cut off your show at 4 o'clock, but we never found what celebrity lookalike he was paired up with. Yours, 4 hours a day. Eric from Sacramento. You know, I don't remember. Dennis did get a girlfriend, and he did make a love connection with her for the trip to Ocean City.
I'm trying to think of the... I have it in my mind, the woman that he's going out with, the celebrity she resembled, but I can't remember it right now.
Dear Don and Mike, you guys are the greatest. I love your Earl Weaver tape.
Oh.
Is it real? I've listened to it a couple of times at the start of the show and have laughed so hard and heavy traffic have nearly caused accidents. Carrie has a great voice and an infectious laugh. Diana also has a great voice. They are both the best. Buzz is great, too. Val Kilmer will be nominated for Best Actor, Bicycle. This comes from Dwayne Buck from Chico, California. Dwayne, that Earl Weaver tape, as far as I know, was a real tape.
It's from a... Now, which one is he talking about? Is he talking about the manager's corner?
No, yeah, the manager's corner.
Yeah, because there's another one of Earl that's from a videotape during a game.
Not that. That's not the one we play all the time. The one we play all the time is the one where he talks about the woman from Norfolk who wants to know about her tomatoes.
That's right.
And incidentally, that's a tape, much like our newsletters, a tape that will be a collector's item, because I think, Diana, what did Ken say the last time we played that? Ken has kind of given me a roundabout order not to play that tape anymore, and I think the compromise was every once in a while that he called the other day, didn't he?
Yeah, the compromise now is that we can play it whenever we want. We just have to edit it a little bit more. I mean, when we got it, it was really, really raunchy, and Charlie did a great job editing it down, but I think Ken wants it just a little bit more.
No finer man with the ability to get those cuss words just out of the picture than Charles Broyhill.
That is a fantastic tape, the Earl Weaver tape. Dear Don and Mike, it's time for Russell's Thoughts. You need to seek out a Lenny Bruce cartoon called Thank You, Masked Man. The playing of the Michael Jackson anti-Semitic slurs is very offensive to me. I would trust you not to play this tape anymore and give this request the same judgment you give to those who tell AIDS jokes. I want the words to your dirty Andy of Mayberry theme. Fatherhood is a wonderful fraternity. Can I get a copy of your Earl Weaver tape? Thank you for giving me baseball cards. Do you guys need another writer?
Oh, my God.
Wow. I once saved a man from drowning and got no recognition for it. I miss Pee Wee Herman. He was screwed.
No, he might say he did it to himself.
Oh, and we have no writers, as is painfully evident on this program every once in a while, Monday being the day that most burned in my memory.
Mm-hmm.
We have no writers, sir.
Yeah, they're all in the nursing home now.
If I could bring back any 3 people from the dead, they would be Abraham Lincoln, Jesus Christ, and Jim Henson.
Not a bad choice.
Word. Simply word.
Uh-huh.
I like the designated hitter. It allows more kids to play.
Attaboy.
The kid that they are hitting for gets to pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball is good. Hitler is bad. Lenny and Squiggy remind me of Beavis and Butthead. Why do loggers think it's okay to take away the only place known that supports the spotted owl? Spa is a fun word to say. Do you want to see my sister naked?
Oh, my God.
I have been on a spaceship.
Yeah, there we go. Now he's starting to take shape.
Thank you for keeping the memory of Art Linkletter alive. Love you, Russell.
Thanks so much for Russell's thoughts.
Russell, the love muscle. And one last fact. Thank you, Diana. Don and Mike, I've seen every episode of Lancelot Link ever made. I called you last Friday acting like a neurotic dork to take some notes on how to deal with attention-crazed maniacs. I need to know these kind of things for a talk show I will be broadcasting this fall. What makes my show special is that it's hosted by a puppet. If I have interested you guys at all, please call me.
I think he just interested everybody in the room.
Here we go.
A talk show hosted by a puppet.
And before we get him on the line, take a look at that.
Oh, okay. Oh, dear. Yeah, special.
This is always exciting because you never know whether this might be the beginning of a long-term relationship.
Spatial.
Calling you right now. Area code 207. Buzz, where's 207?
I don't know.
Hello? Oh. No, I'm just the answering machine.
People notice sometimes.
Well, why the people here at 883 leave me unattended, I may never know, but they are unavailable right now. ABC's Don and Mike, yes, they is listening to you wherever he is, and if it's not, we'll forget I just said that. If you could, just leave your name, number, and a short message at the start of the tone, and they'll try to get back to you as soon as possible. Bye.
I think that's the puppet.
Would that be the host of the show, Buzz?
Yeah. Hi, puppet.
Hello, puppet. We're wishing you good luck on your new show.
Hold on. Here you go. Let me set this form here.
Did you say his name was Shay?
Shay, yeah.
Isn't that that kid that called? Remember that bizarre kid that called? His name was Shay?
He said in the fact that he had called. Yeah. Hello, hey, Tommy?
Say what?
Leave a message for this guy in Maine whose name is Shay. Would you leave him a message, please?
Yes, I will.
Okay, go ahead, Tom.
Hey, Shay, if you want to call the guy on my show, do not call again.
Okay, great.
Wonderful message, Tom.
Hey, Tommy, hold on a second.
Okay.
Tom Gavin with the assist.
Yeah, Tom Gavin never drops a ball.
Dear Don and Mike, I have been forced to listen to you two twits by an office mate who swears you are funny. Well, you, Don, mostly you, Don, are sexist, racist, homophobic, ignorant, and juvenile. But it being after 4 months of listening to you, you're funny. Very funny. Carrie cracks me up. Buzz scares me. And I love Diana. She is the best, even if she was mean to me one time when I called your show. As for that douche who writes the radio column of the Washington Post and does not put your show on the schedule, being 6'7 and 275 pounds, I would be happy to beat the pus out of him. Hal.
Thanks, Hal.
Yeah, thanks for nothing, Hal.
I scare Hal.
Well, you're mad because you weren't mentioned? And I'm homophobic and juvenile?
I love it when they're
racist.
Down. I love it. Yeah, the more the merrier. You know, any publicity is good publicity. Thanks for ignoring me, Hal.
What is this, another one?
It's like 3 pages long. I haven't gotten through it yet.
Hello, Hal.
Dear Don and Mike, I have heard you mention Frank Murphy in the past tense a number of times. I admired Frank for putting up with all of your crap on the other station. Is he no longer with us?
That is correct.
Yeah, he's gone to a better place.
Frank Murphy is as dead as Burl Ives.
Oh, God.
Dear Don and Mike, who are the celebrities you most resemble? You never say what you look like. I would appreciate to know. Yours truly, Brian Spangler. I don't know. Brian, I don't know. I get asked that question so many times. My answer, my stock answer, has to be Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore?
And yourself, Mike, the celebrity you most resemble?
Oksana Balyul.
There you go. There's your answer. Dear Don and Mike, I have to tell you about a bizarre encounter I had recently with Dom DeLuise. I was on patrol with the sheriff's office in a mountain resort area near Yosemite.
Oh, dear.
I got a call of a disturbance at a Forest Service campground. I arrived and met with a young blonde man who was obviously very upset. He said his girlfriend had been drinking and he'd become enraged at what she thought were overtures he made to a female campground attendant. At that time, we walked to the campsite and I recognized the girlfriend as Mr. DeLuise.
Oh, dear.
He was wearing a hot pink tube top, flowered shorts, and swim fins.
Oh, wait a minute.
I noticed that he turned 20 and he was holding a frying pan with two sunny side-up style eggs. Not knowing his intentions and aware of the martial arts capabilities of most comedians, I drew my baton.
Oh, God.
Drop it, I said, in a forceful yet compassionate way. Dom stopped, holding the pan, was about to say something, when Larry King threw back the front flap and lurched into the fray. Larry had a shocked expression on his face when he saw my baton. He yelled, "Get away from her," and thrust a can of black spray paint menacingly at my face. On second thought, it may have been that bald spot stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, I ordered both to drop their weapons, and after a tense 5 minutes, they did. I persuaded Dom and Larry to sit and discuss the problem, and they sat there with the wind whispering through the pines, and I found myself becoming aroused. I knew as I found myself becoming lost in the depth of Dom DeLuise's eyes, and with the scent of Larry's bald spot paint wafting through the air, I had to call upon every ounce of inner strength I possessed to get up and drive my patrol car away from that den of sensuality as fast as I could. I did, but I am not the same man I was. My life is just a big question mark.
All right.
Why do I exist? Well, how far could I have flown if I had just given into the moment? Jim from Stockton, California.
And, of course, that's Big Gum Jim.
P.S. Don and Mike, you are turds.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. Is that it? No more faxes, please. No more faxes.
We have a winner.
That's the mother load of faxes. Hello, Tom Gavin?
Yes?
Listen, you want to come on a bus trip?
Yes, I will.
Tom, will you do karaoke for us?
Yes, I will.
You're on, my friend.
Tom?
Yes?
Tom, you're on the bus. You're a winner. Can you spell winner?
W-I-N-N.
E-R. Hey!
Very close.
How you spell bus?
E-U-S.
Almost, Tom.
How about Ocean City?
O-C-C-I-T-Y.
That's the first one you've gotten right.
Bingo.
Tommy, we will see you on the bus on Friday.
At what time?
At what time? Hold on. Charles Broyhill will tell you. Oh, Charlie! Charlie Broyhill!
And as he often says, talking to Tom Gavin is what he lives for.
Be right back. You realize this is being broadcast, don't you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. Four lungs are better than one, so listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Howdy, hi, we're back. Thank you for listening in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania on Hot Talk, WCMB. Thank you for listening in Tampa, Florida. Our radio station there, 1010 Talks, WQYK. And as always, our thanks for listening in Sacramento and all of Northern California on the 50,000 watt blowtorch, that is KHTK. Everybody's wondering, are we coming back to California? Yes, we'll be back. All right, Sacramento in the summertime. We're coming your way. Friday, we broadcast live from Ocean City, Maryland, our annual boardwalk remote from the roof of the historic Atlantic Hotel. Daryl Nichols, he who loves pornography in such a major way, has just informed me that on Friday he will be able to secure a karaoke machine.
And it's going to be Tom Gavin, the concert.
How about that?
Yeah.
How about that as a way to kick off the summer of 1995?
Great!
In this hour, we'll make another love connection for the trip to Ocean City. Also fun with phone booths. And I don't know, did Rob A. just run out on some kind of an errand? If he comes back, we'll have Dolores Spiewak dial for a transvestite.
All right.
And if not, something like the Truth Teller game or something like that. We got a lot of good stuff coming. Buzz Burbank also with news in this hour. Oh, and sad news, if you're a fan, as we are, of Jethro, we will get to this in the next hour. There's a charge now that Jethro raped a woman.
Max Baer?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Jethro Bodine. It comes from, what is this, from the Inquirer?
Yeah, well,
from the Inquirer.
I don't believe it. Lies, lies, packs of lies.
We'll get to that in this hour also. But speaking of the beach,
mm-hmm.
as I just was, let's make another Reach the Beach Call. This is what we call a line that's been set up by the government to ensure throughout our wonderful American coast-to-coast shoreline that you have a successful beach trip this year.
Yeah, safety tips and information on how to get there and how to get there safely.
All right.
Because this is the beach season.
So let's call now and see who's on the Reach the Beach hotline today. Quite often has been a celebrity. Just the other day, though, was our own Charlie Stewang Stabila.
Steve Early, stay late. Reach the Beach Hotline. Harry Morgan here.
Hey, Harry.
Wow. Oh.
Harry, Don Geronimo.
Ah, Don Geronimo, DJ extraordinaire. Ah, it's good to hear you again.
Hi, Harry.
How are you today?
Hey, what are you doing working on this line?
Now, I'm doing a little charity work, a little community service for a little problem I had a few years back. Working it off on the Reach the Beach Hotline.
That wouldn't be a Hugh Grant-like problem, would it?
Rather not say, Pajango. Rather not say. Like you keep that one under the old proverbial hat, so to speak.
You have sex with a prostitute in your white BMW?
No, that's that young whippersnapper. Boy, he's in a heap of trouble, but I knew the hooker. Divine Brown's her name.
Oh, you know,
nice lady, yeah. I used to chat with her quite a bit while I was back taping the episodes.
The episodes
actually,
of what?
That's wrong. We filmed the episodes.
Dragnet?
Yeah, filmed them in living color. Unlike Dragnet when we filmed them in black and white.
Was
you know, Webb used to like a good hooker once in a while.
If you talk to her about it, you must have been saying some weird stuff because she does not appear to be old enough.
Oh, yeah. Theater of the mind, don't you know?
Oh,
just hanging out here. Got one of your buddies, too. A guy working that I met at your facility the last time I came through town.
Who's that?
Steve Goldstein, one of your sales executives. Oh. He's down here working the Reach the Beach Hotline with me, Harry Morgan.
Oh, could you put him on the phone?
Hold on. Hey, Steve. Your compatriots want to talk.
Steve Goldstein is the guy we had the problems with Giant Gary Yo.
Wonder where he was.
Hi, Don.
Steve?
Yeah.
Steve Goldstein?
Yeah, it's me, Steve Goldstein.
Hey, Steve, I never got that stuff from Coca-Cola.
Sorry, Don. That's okay. You're a malcontent.
Oh, that's right. He called me.
I'm Steve Goldstein. You want to buy some time? Hey, I work here on the Risa B time line with Harry Morgan. Isn't that neat?
No, rude to me.
Yeah, that's good. That's great. I'm having a good time. We're down here. I'm still wearing my suit, though, with my ties. Okay, Don?
Okay, Malcolm.
Sir. That's great. Hey, are we going skiing next winter?
No, we're not going skiing, Steve.
You want to talk to Harry again?
Please.
Okay, bye, Don.
I desperately want to speak to Harry Morgan.
Boy's wrapped a little bit too tight. Wound as tight as a Super Bowl he is. It's unbelievable, but we're having a good time. He's an industrious guy. You know why I hang with him?
Why is that, Harry?
Looks like Jamie Farr.
Yeah, we know that also.
Boy, look at the beak on that guy. Unbelievable, just like Farr. We used to take lunch breaks under his nose just to get the shade.
Hey, Harry, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with the reach of the beach hotline.
All right.
What did you do to Rob A?
Huh?
You know, the last time you were on our show and you took him out to dinner?
Yeah.
He came back into work Monday, and he was a shell of the man he used to be. What did you do? What did you do to Spiewak? Harry?
I don't like to talk about that.
What did you...
It's
what?
A deeper, darker side of Harry Morgan.
Harry, what... Listen, now that you're on the telephone, I don't have to look you right in the eye. Tell me something.
Yeah?
What did you do to him?
The boy and I had a good time.
Well, now what?
Hey, why don't we just leave it at that? The boy and I went out. We had a good time together.
When he came to work, the color was gone from his cheeks.
I know.
He had some bruises on his arms.
He was putting up a bit of a struggle, but you know, I'm much stronger than my age would indicate, and I finally made the lad come around.
You did.
We did things the Harry way. Morgan way.
Oh, God.
The way I've been doing it for years and years. And Rob A didn't want to play ball. So I had to give him a talking to. And afterwards, he was a bit upset and probably doesn't want to go out with Harry again. But
he mentioned that to me also.
I'll make him come around again. The boy just gets a little too uptight, if you know what I mean.
Okay. I was just concerned because he came back, as I mentioned, the color was gone from his cheeks. He was wearing a short sleeve shirt. I saw the bruises on his arms looked like, you know, the banana's gone bad. You know that look?
He didn't have any bruises. He was fine. He left with a smile on his face. He said, I gotta go, Harry. I gotta go now.
He told me you had him locked in a closet all weekend.
Briefly. I had him locked in a closet, and we just were playing games, man. For God's sakes, don't embellish it.
He told me you put a rubber ball in his mouth.
Oh, no. Well, briefly, he had a rubber ball. We were playing a little game I call Find the Gimp. And it was a big bunch of fun. So I got the boy down to his shorts, and we had a good time. It was wonderful. Put a rubber ball in his mouth, and I put a dog collar on him. And then I walked around the room, and of course, if he's in his shorts, I have to get in mine. And I said, yippee-yi-yo-ki-yay, you're a fine boy. And then I whipped him a couple of times.
Yeah, he told me that.
He's not coming back to the Harry Morgan Palace, but no. I got a question for you.
Yes, Harry.
Is Joe Rockhead there?
Joe Rockhead?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's got the day off today.
Yeah, he's not in on Wednesday.
He's not in here.
Darn. I'd love to see that Rockhead. I really would. You tell him there's a red rubber ball that's going to be in his mouth before the next Labor Day.
Harry, how about a Reese's the Beach hotline?
Leave early, stay late, bring your sunscreen, and don't leave your packages or purses or wallets on the beach. They might go home in another car. Hey, listen, say hi to Rob A for me.
You know, he tells me he wakes up in the middle of the night screaming, no, Harry, no, Harry, no.
Well, the collar might have been a little too tight.
Well,
take care now.
Bye. Arrivederci. Bye, Harry. This is a slightly different Harry Morgan.
Bushy, bushy, blonde hair.
Bushy, bushy, blonde hair. Serving USA. On the Reach the Beach hotline.
Seems a little freer. You know, seems a little more open when we get him on the phone. Yeah. I don't know what it is. He normally won't talk about that stuff.
I didn't want to say this. I said to Rob A, were you riding a horse or something this weekend? walking all bow-legged, son.
Yeah, and of course the marks all over him.
We'll be right back.
Radio needs a good kick in the ass.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don't you be going out buying no furniture today, right, Joe?
show that finished number one in the ratings of men with clown suits in crawl spaces. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, we're back. Thank you for listening. Bruce Burbank with news in a couple of seconds. And we will pit city against city next hour with the return of the Phone Booth Olympics. Something we mentioned on yesterday's program that we didn't get to was this OJ CD.
Right.
By this guy, Nick Turner, who sent us an entire promotional package. What does this say? Dear Don and Mike.
Hold on.
Dear Don and Mike, can you please give my new CD airplay on your program? My CD, Trial of the Century, is just what we need. I am a one-time rocker turned entertainment lawyer, and I never dreamed I would be a recording artist, but I did write the lyrics for the Trial of the Century with the intention of making a hit album.
All right.
I think you guys will love cut number 5.
Okay.
And this comes from, as I said, Nick Turner, who's got a CD out. On the back, you can see it's a picture of him in front of the criminal courts building in Los Angeles. The guy has written 12 songs about O.J. Here's the one that he suggests we listen to, song number 5 called Hello, Ito. Hello, jury. Not since John Landecker's Why DNA have we heard an O.J. parody song. Let's listen to this now. Hold on.
I wonder if this is a Camp Granada. Hello, Ito. Hello, jury.
We'll find out. Yeah, all right, good. I like it. All right, that's good. That's the guy who at least knows the show, knows what we like. Alan Sherman, who did Hello, Mudda, Hello, Fada, right?
Camp Granada.
Here I am at Camp Granada. No, it's an O.J. song.
Hello, Ito. The jury's calling. We all think the trial is stalling. There's been lots of bad dissension. We think that someone better pay attention. Hello, jury. This is Ito. All this nonsense must be finito. I'm sympathetic to your frustration. But this is my case. I'll determine its duration. Sorry, Ito.
Okay.
We don't buy it.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
Okay.
Turn it off. That, I think you get the gist of that. Here's what's called Pomp and Circumstance.
Researchers today announced remarkable findings in a study of the O.J. case.
Yeah.
Massive media coverage has made it the most publicized event in the history of civilization. More human beings have received more information about the trial and the defendant than any other occurrence since the dawn of man. And while all of the participants have achieved unprecedented celebrity, Mr. O.J. Simpson is now unquestionably the most famous human being to have ever walked on the face of the earth.
He counts that as a song.
Yeah.
All right, number 2, the O.J. chorus.
O.J. Simpson.
One, Mr. Furman.
Tell me something I don't know.
Mr. Furman. I'm predicting big things for this season.
Oh, Effley Bailey badgered Furman. It went on for days.
All right. Number 6, Marcia Clark. I think you'll be able to tell my patience growing thinner as we listen to cut after cut on it.
As it should be.
MacArthur Park. That's disco.
Stands there in her yellow cotton dress. She stays one step ahead.
Making John Landecker look good, isn't it?
Starting to.
Marcia Clark. All right. Here's one called My Alibi.
To the
Frito Bandito?
Cochran was worried. We are getting buried. An alibi is necessary. They dug through their files and found in the piles a tape of the strange senorita.
All right. Number 9, Dream team.
All right.
I will not waste any more time on this than I must. Okay.
These are obviously very tough songs to write. Mm-hmm.
Shapiro. Next cut called Shapiro. Wacky CD.
Robert Shapiro, he is our hero for the last hero. He's been our man.
Oy vey.
I've seen that famous smile, always dressed up in style. Every day he's in the trial. How do you get so tan?
All right.
And it goes all in all.
Won't you go home, Lee Bailey? About F.
Okay.
Won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
Won't you shut up, Lee Bailey? Won't you shut up? That's what the cops are thinking.
Too bad it's not Christmas time.
On second thought,
this would make a perfect stocking stuffer.
You talk.
Christmas is just around the corner, Don.
Are we doing that Christmas in July show this year?
It's all hot air. It's legal styrofoam.
Oh, God.
They come as a shock, but we think it's a crock. Lee Bailey, won't you please go home?
Is Mark Russell looking for an opening act?
And there is one more cut. Media Rhapsody. In case you'd like to search this man down and strangle him, his name is Nick Turner.
O.J. was first arrested, that was news, it was clear. But soon the case that somehow must move through the story of the year.
All right, there he is. Mr. Nick Turner.
Nice job.
And his CD, The Trial of the Century. Hey, Buzz, catch!
Oh, I missed.
Forgot there's a piece of glass between our studios.
You'll be hearing a lot of that on the show in the coming weeks.
We have another CD that we haven't listened to in recent weeks. This one, I think, will bring you a little more enjoyment.
Wonderful.
This came from, now, which one was it again? Buzz, you always remember. Was it Hannah or Barbara we spoke to?
No, you know, I don't remember.
Terry, do you remember?
It was Hannah, Mr. Hannah.
No, I think it was Troy Barbara that we spoke to.
Here we go. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we had a chance to call Hannah Barbara. We got a sound effect CD, a Hanna-Barbera sound effect CD, that sounded nothing like the official Hanna-Barbera sound effect.
Yes, it was a cheap ripoff CD.
We're very upset about it. We called Hanna-Barbera. We spoke to one of the guys, either Hannah or... Who was it?
I think it was Joe Hannah.
Joe Hannah. And he was so enthralled by our radio show, he called and asked for a tape of his appearance on the show,
mm-hmm.
then sent us this CD, which a couple of weeks ago was out. We had it before it was released. Now it's been released. It is a CD of Hanna-Barbera classic theme.
Oh, I love these.
And this is authorized by Hanna-Barbera. So let's go through some of these and see if we can bring back any memories. How about Huckleberry Hound?
All right.
Here we go.
The biggest story about the Huckleberry Hound.
Oh, yeah. Sweet memories. Yeah, now that's good.
That is, again, that's the original.
Okay, here, cut number 8 from 1958, the original theme to Yogi Bear.
All right.
Are there any words in this? This is definitely Yogi Bear-like music.
Yeah.
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, boo-boo. The Ranger says get rid of the picnic basket.
There's that little stage here that they always have.
This one. That last part, that da 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 da, that's Yogi Bear. How do I back that up? All right, let me go to cut number 9.
The actual theme has lyrics. So.
More Yogi Bear. Hold on, what's this? All right. Quick Draw McGraw. Yeah. There's about 65 cuts on here. Quick Draw McGraw.
The MBIO pair, galloping all the way.
Yeah.
Together a song, couldn't I?
Oh, boy.
I think I found it now. Let me go to cut number 23. This might be the Yogi Bear that has the words to the theme.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Yogi Bear is always in the danger zone. At the picnic table, you will find him there. Stuffing down more goodies than the average bear. He will treat you new love before it starts. You have every picnic because it's taking Yogi from far.
Let me just stop this and say, Buzz, you can sing along if you know the words.
Sing out loud, Buzz.
I'm singing along back here in the background.
Yeah, well, come on, let me start it over again. I don't know the words.
I don't know all the words either.
I'm mouthing them pretty good.
In fact, there are some words I can't even understand off the thing, but I sing along with the ones I know.
Give it a try now, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Buzz.
I'm not going to sing solo.
Buzz Burbank. Come on, Buzz.
Take it away, Buzz.
Don't you bear is smarter than the average bear.
Come on, Buzz.
No.
You know, yeah, I was the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yes, I was.
You spew into this. Well, I don't know the words to the Yogi Bear theme.
Yeah.
You couldn't. How much do you know? I mean, just can you talk
off the top of your head?
Talk to Larry so you can talk.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear. Something, you will find him in the ranger's hair. At a picnic table, you will find him there.
See, you're saying it like that now, but before you were practically going through the roof.
You were.
Yeah.
Well,
I saw
your mouth on him.
You were
there
with your arms
around. Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear.
I was singing with the words that I knew.
And you and I think we could make a fortune doing dirty Yogi and Boo Boo tape.
Oh, absolutely.
I think we got that down set. Let me go back to some of that other Yogi music.
Hold on. Just substitute hair for bears.
How about this?
Hey, Yogi.
Hey, Boo Boo.
Take a look at those campers over there, Yogi.
Hey, Boo Boo, what are they doing in that tent?
Hey, Yogi, I think they're doing a horizontal bob.
Hey, Boo Boo, if these tents are rocking, don't bother knocking.
Yogi, the ranger tried to kiss me.
Don't worry about that ranger. I got some Polaroids on him, Boo Boo.
Yeah, we can take any wonderful thing and make it sick.
We could do that. All right, here's the Yogi Bear theme, then. If Buzz wants to sing it or not, here it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, Buzz Burbank.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average bear.
Come on, Buzz.
Yogi Bear is always in the
there's his hair.
Wow. Finally,
I'm in there.
More goodies than the average
bear.
Come on, Buzz. You're mouthing it now. I can see you doing it.
Yogi Bear is smarter than the average
bear.
Wow.
Kellogg's, your best choice in cereals. The best for you each morning brings you...
Who else?
Yogi Bear.
Who else? All right, here's Flintstones. Oh, this should be good. At least it's a CD quality. Flintstones. Here we go. Gosh, everybody's heard this 1,000 times. There's a 5 o'clock whistle. Tell your boss to shove it. Do they have the Jetsons on there, too? Mm-hmm. You want to know something? The Jetsons are not on here.
Oh, what a bummer.
Oh. You got some guy called Wally Gator.
I remember Wally Gator.
Oh, yeah. All right, here's another Flintstones one. This is the Flintstones Jazz. Barney were taking the girls out for a night on the town.
Yeah, doing a little dancing in their bare feet.
Fred could play a sitar.
Oh, yeah.
And those big caveman toenails.
And big caveman toes.
Okay, here's Wally Gator. Maybe I'll remember it when I hear it. Wally Gator.
Wally Gator is a swinging alligator in the swamp.
He
alligator?
See you later, alligator.
All right.
Yeah. That's great. Wow. We got to get those carted up, just those last parts.
That's right.
Hey, let me get one more in here. How about McGilla Gorilla? That's what we could all agree on, right? A great one, McGilla Gorilla.
We've got a gorilla for sale.
Do to do.
Won't you buy him? Take him home and try him. Gorilla for sale. See in the window, McGilla Gorilla, full of charm and appeal. Handsome, elegant, intelligent, sweet, he's really ideal. Don't you want a little gorilla you can call your own? A gorilla who can wizard when you're all alone.
Wow, wow.
The McGilla Gorilla Show, presented by Ideal Toys. They're wonderful toys. They're ideal. Get it?
Oh, that's so cool having the ads in there.
Is that gorilla in the window?
Take our advice at any price. A gorilla like McGilla is mighty nice. Gorilla, McGilla, gorilla for sale.
Yeah.
He said those big finishes too.
Yeah. Here he is again.
The gang has to go, that's the end of our show.
Too long, too long, too long.
We should use this.
No, we'll be back, but for now we gotta go.
Too long, too long, too long.
That's
great.
Yes, sir.
There's a show next week, and we'll all be in it to make the long story short.
Too long, too long, too long.
McGilla, Gorilla, and all of his friends say, too long, too long.
So long.
They're sorry to go, but the show has to end. So, so long, so long, so long. So long.
Hey,
it's great.
Yes, sir.
Everyone's still in it. There's a show this week, and they'll all be in it to make the long story short. So long, so long, so long.
Be sure to see the Peter Bottomy Show.
Now that is a great CD.
Sure, they include the promos and the ads in there,
as opposed to the OJ CD. We'll keep them around.
For commercial.
I think we got some magic going with that Yogi and Boo Boo thing. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Quiet, Moscow. I'm broadcasting.
Jerry O'Dick. Who's the funnier Van Dyke? This and other hot topics on the Don and Mike Show.
I can't see what you're doing. I can't see it.
I'm just playing with it. I know it's old.
Okay.
It's old news.
Here's Buzz Burbank.
Stretch Armstrong.
That's what he's playing with.
Don said that it's been out for a number of years.
He said he was bored with it.
He's bored with it, but
we've suddenly discovered Stretch
in the studio here.
Here he is. It's a toy that's been out for a long time.
Yeah.
My kid had one many years ago. And Mike is just now discovering the fun that you could have with Stretch Armstrong. Although Bart's never had your kind of fun, pulling down his pants and drawing on body parts.
And then stretching them.
I know. I had a strange childhood.
Here's Buzz Burbank. Hello, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Security has been beefed up at airports in California. The FBI says it is 100% sure that a threat to blow up a jetliner in L.A. came from the notorious Unabomber. Postal service to Los Angeles is also being held up, since the Unabomber has historically sent his bombs through the mail. President Clinton's made a deal with Japan, the likes of which he says we haven't seen from an American president in 20 years. It has to do with the number of cars and car parts the Japanese import from the U.S.
Fast-acting Gramamine in your glove box. Gramamine. It takes the motion sickness out of travel.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show. In sports, Michael Jordan, Patrick Ewing, and five other NBA players say they're filing an antitrust suit against the NBA in federal court today. They're among the players who want to stop the new collective bargaining agreement. They say 180 players have signed the petition to decertify their union, and they say they showed the league that petition before the new contract was hammered out.
The NBA's college draft is tonight. Maryland's Joe Smith is expected to be chosen first by the Golden State Warriors. A 19-year-old Chicago high school student, meanwhile, is trying to become just the fifth player in history to join the NBA without ever playing in a college game. The San Francisco 49ers have released wide receiver John Taylor, but the team says it's still negotiating with Taylor's agent. The Washington Redskins today signed a new quarterback from the World League. Brad Brett's completed 24 of 365 passes for 269 yards and three touchdowns for the Frankfurt Galaxy. Brett's was in the Dallas Cowboys training camps in 93 and 94. Looks like the Bengals will stay in Cincinnati, which means Baltimore again loses out on getting an NFL team. The owner of the Bengals said he'd start talking to Baltimore if Cincinnati officials didn't promise by tomorrow a new stadium. They made that promise today. And baseball legend Mickey Mantle's out of the hospital nearly 3 weeks after getting a new liver. Finally, health experts tell us that it's good to get our hearts pumping, but some Chicagoland women are in trouble for offering their own special program of aerobic exercise. Police say that when they arrived at Jerry's Gym in the suburb of Bridgeview, the customers who were sweating the most were nowhere near the exercise equipment.
Jerry, my friend.
In fact, they say there wasn't much exercise equipment in the building, just a couple of women in bikinis offering what they called a personal aerobic workout for about $80.
Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. I'm going through the big book right now. See if we can find some phone booth fun in our next break.
All right, you try to ignore him.
I can't ignore him.
He's standing right outside the window.
I can't ignore him either. Just go on. Just do the show with blinders on. Get out your Stretch Armstrong. Pull down his pants. Draw a crack on his butt. I already pulled it.
You know, I'm trying. Pete Wysocki's a difficult person to ignore.
Here are the cities we'll be calling next in the phone booth challenge. Good luck to you. If you are listening to this program in Chicago.
All right.
And I know you're listening out there. Go to this phone booth right now in Chicago. Phone booth in the parking lot of the Welsh Mart Mobile Wendy's in Chicago. It's half a mobile gas station and it's half a Wendy's. That's on the south side of Route 30 in Dyer, Indiana.
Oh, yeah, someone's going to show up there.
You're going to find someone there. Chicago, it's in the parking lot of the Welsh Mart Mobile Wendy's. On the south side of Route 30 in Dyer, Indiana. All right, next city, Cleveland, Ohio.
All right.
If you're listening to us in Cleveland, go to the phone booth located on the northeast corner of Superior Avenue and East 18th Street. In Cleveland, is he still walking by?
He's looking. He's not doing it to you. He's looking right at me.
Well,
he's
not,
He's hanging out right on the other side of the window, and so he's giving me all the looks.
See, he's not doing it to me because I'm not looking that way.
That's right.
I'm looking the other way.
You have a different angle than I do.
In Cleveland, go to the phone booth at the northeast corner of Superior Avenue and East 18th Street. Let me give you a couple more cities. Lynchburg, Roanoke, Virginia. This phone booth in Lynchburg, Virginia. At Harris Teeter.
Already got me that.
Pete Wysocki is a guy who used to play with the Redskins, and I don't think I'm going to get in trouble if I tell you that I'm going to be involved with the Redskins broadcast this year on our station WJFK.
Right.
And I think he's looking to be involved in some way.
Yeah? Is that why you're seeing a little upside here right now?
Well, the way to get on the broadcast is not to stand in front of the window like a monkey.
Is he looking at you now?
Yes.
Or is he gone?
No, I believe now he's gone.
He's left?
We've shooed him away.
He's gone.
In Lynchburg, Virginia.
Oh, no, he's back. He's got his resume up at the window.
He's back. Would you please get Pete Wysocki out of here?
He's got his resume up at the window.
Hi, Pete. I see the resume. Very nice. Now he's mad at me.
Oh, don't get him mad at you. He's a big man.
Big football player.
Big.
Oh, now Diana's getting away. Hey, look at the look. Try to get him out there. Get him out of here.
Oh, man, look at him. He's all dejected. He's really PO'd.
Is he gone? Is he gone? Okay. All right.
Where's Doug? Doug who?
Oh, the security guard.
Good question, which is usually the operative question. You know, when we were almost attacked by thugs 2 weeks ago, that was the question, too. Where's Doug?
You know, having a cool beverage, I bet.
We're trying to go out to our cars and Scarface wants to mix it up.
Arr.
me hiding.
Oh, that's when we were out at that restaurant signing those shirts that night.
I find myself talking my way. Doug's standing there just going, yep, okay.
You notice how I helped you out there.
Yeah, I like the way you dove into your car, too. And Doug stood off to the side. You dove in your car. Who's talking to the two guys?
Now he's standing outside. Shut the blinds. Wait, Diana, would you go shut the blinds?
What's he doing now?
No, he's just staring at me.
He's just pointing at me.
Just staring at me and pointing at me. P-Boy's like, oh, there he goes. Hold on. There he goes.
Is he walking away?
And Doug has just appeared.
Oh, no.
Doug, the security guard, has just appeared.
All right.
There you go. Way to go, Doug. Good job. Where was I here? Oh, yeah, Lynchburg, Virginia. Lynchburg, Virginia. You can listen to the show on 105.9 in Lynchburg.
That's right.
Go to this phone booth right now at Harris Teeter at Village Court on Boonesboro Road.
Mm-hmm.
That'll give you one more city. What's it going to be? Wichita, Kansas.
Wichita.
Home of Buzz Burbank. The phone booth inside the Village Inn at the corner of Harry and Rock Road. All right, I'll go through these one more time. Four cities. Let's see who loves us the most. The city that garners the most amount of people will bask in the glory, and they will be the only city to win prizes.
Yes, it's a title that cities clamor for.
So here we go. If you listen to us in Chicago on WJJD, go to the phone booth in the parking lot of the Welsh Mart Mobile Wendy's, south side of Route 30, and that is in Dyer, Indiana. If you're listening to us in Cleveland, Ohio, on WERE, go to the phone booth located in the northeast corner of Superior Avenue and East 18th Street. If you're listening to us in Lynchburg, Virginia, on 105.9 The Line, go to the phone booth at Harris Teeter at Village Court on Boonesboro Road. And if you listen to us in Wichita, Kansas, on KQAM, go to the phone booth inside the Village Inn at the corner of Harry and Rock Road.
Good luck to all the people of Chicago, Mobile, Lynchburg, and Wichita.
Hold on, no, it's Chicago, Cleveland.
Cleveland, yeah.
Lynchburg.
I was distracted by P.Y. Saki.
We'll be right back to call these phone booths. Next day, right there.
Radio guys, Doug and Mike.
Allergies making you miserable? Now get fast, temporary relief from allergies without side effects. Try SunSource Allergy Relief and all.
Hey, ladies, it's funnier if you listen naked. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, hold on. I got to call an audible here.
All right.
Let me first give you some station call letters. Thank you for listening in Hagerstown, Maryland on WARK. Thank you for listening in Mobile, Alabama on Sports Radio 105.5 WNSP. Thanks for listening in Sioux City, Iowa, Magic 99.5 KKMA. Quick, what's the motto of the Don and Mike Show?
Just 5 minutes, please.
We'll have it for you in 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll have it for you in 5 minutes.
We're reading the list of the stations here that we're going to call the phone booths in.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now it's Wichita, Kansas.
Right.
As soon as we go off the air, they both come running in here, Charles and Diana.
Yeah.
That chicken with the head at cutoff speed.
Yeah.
They're running a baseball game in Wichita today.
Royals game today?
Yes.
Okay.
Show not on today in Wichita.
Oh, that's a shame. They're usually a very good contestant.
So let me make a quick audible here. Let me punch in the greatest audience of the world, the audience that never disappoints us, the Washington, D.C. audience.
The greatest audience in the world.
Hey, you're working with a bit of a handicap here because I'm not giving you folks any time to get out to this phone booth in D.C.
I think that levels the playing field a bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, if you listen to us on 106.7 W. John F. Kennedy here in Washington, go to the phone booth in Silver Spring, Maryland. I think we may have called this once before. The phone booth is outside the Woodmore Supermarket on Colesville Road.
All right.
Okay, if you listen to JFK, you're listening to the show right now. Phone booth in Silver Spring, Maryland, outside the Woodmore Supermarket on Colesville Road. Now let's make a quick check of the other cities to see if anything's happening. Chicagoland on WJJD. Oh, and we will have more Toe Tap and Touch Tones in this hour as we continue to make love connections for our trip to the ocean on Friday.
Oh, boy.
And a fax. Facts that I must laugh at. Attention, 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 attention. Don and Mike. I realize you're not reading faxes anymore, but I must get your attention. I generally agree with your views, such as on Kathy Lee Gifford. However, I find your humor regarding Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, to be abhorrently offensive.
What?
I find no humor in exploiting animals. I do not stand for cosmetic testing on animals. I do not stand for dressing animals up as people. There is a large difference between tying a bandana around your dog's neck and dressing monkeys up in uniforms and having them ride motorcycles. I did not watch the show last night for more than 3 minutes before I became totally offended.
Oh, dear.
I then switched to Rescue 911 and watched a lady give her dog CPR.
Yeah.
I am not easily offended or I would not be listening to your show right now. I rate your finding humor in Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp, way down there.
Oh, dear.
I am not an old hag, as old hags cannot keep up with modern technology such as a fax machine. I'm a student and a longtime listener. I like your soft shock format, but your exploitation of animals is not funny.
And is there a name there?
Scott.
Scott, let me point out to you that the chimpanzees used on the show Lancelot Link were put up at some of the finest hotels known to mankind, given the greatest food and benefits for their entire chimpanzee family.
Mainly just spaghetti.
Yeah.
They mainly got spaghetti.
They got all the pasta they could eat. And, you know, most of the time, chimps eat bananas and things like that.
And besides, I can't say for sure, but I'll tell you this. Those monkeys did dress it up like humans. They did drive in motorcycles and go into the beach.
They realize that we humans are dying to be entertained, and they want to go the extra mile to entertain us.
So poo on you.
Yeah.
Poo on you, and we're going to get us a monkey, too.
We want our own chimp.
And we're going to dress him up in little boy clothes, and we're going to name him Ken Stevens.
That's right. Yeah, but we won't go the whole step to make him look like Ken Stevens. We won't shave the monkey's head.
Okay, in Chicago, let's see who's listening on WJJD. In the parking lot of the Welsh Mart Mobile Wendy's, south side of Route 30 in Dyer, Indiana.
Dyer, Indiana. I hope they're not in dire straits. Dyer, Indiana. Dyer, Indiana. Dyer, Indiana.
I don't even know if the station signal gets out this way. That would be by the Indiana-Illinois border.
It must be.
Out there, what's that really awful, godforsaken city when you cross over the
Gary?
Dan Ryan Express, Gary, Indiana.
And that was the song I was doing. Gary, Indiana.
Michael Jackson from town.
Music Man.
Gary, Indiana. All right. We've had problems this route before in Chicago.
Yes, we have.
That's why when we finally succeed, when we are crowned as the never mind.
Never just mind. Forget it.
Yes, never mind, Chicago. I'll come back to you. As I say, when we are crowned as leaders of Chicago.
Yes, when we...
choice of a new generation.
When we walk the streets as the head honchos of the Windy City.
We'll look back on these troubling times and we'll laugh. Oh, we'll put our heads back and we'll laugh.
You remember when we used to call the phone booths and they would ring and ring and ring? Ah!
Sometimes called us putrid. We'll laugh. All right, so there's nobody there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Chicago, well, now as always, it's become a quest just to find one person in Chicago who will go to the phone booth.
And actually, technically, this is Indiana, right?
Yes. In the parking lot of the Welsh Mart Mobile Wendy's, south side of Route 30 in Dyer, Indiana.
Okay.
Let's try Cleveland. Let's see if things go any better there.
Fine.
This phone booth is located on the northeast corner of Superior Avenue and East 18th Street.
There we go. All right. Good luck, Clevelanders. That feels good. I feel good about Cleveland today. Maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe that's a bad omen.
It's a bad omen, Mike.
I know what you mean.
God.
Hey.
All right, there's one. That's all we need is at least one to spread our putrid message. One person to be our Johnny Appleseed.
I'm here.
One person to spread our demon seed.
Of course, it's always better if we have more than one person.
Well, there's four of us right now.
All right. That's much better. Four times better than Chicago.
Yeah.
What is your name, my friend?
Jermaine Clips.
Who is this?
Jermaine Clips in Cleveland.
Hello, Jermaine. Thank you for listening. How did you find out about our program on the lowly rated WERE?
Oh, I'm a everyday listener. Every day.
God bless you. Thank you, Jermaine. Who's there with you? Let's get some names.
Nanta.
Jack.
Jack, Gary, Jermaine. Oh, my mistake. It's three of us.
Only three.
I felt like four.
Yeah, I can understand that mistake.
Tough to count with those big crowds.
Yeah, you know how it is.
All right, now, Jermaine, this phone booth, is this in a good part of town, a bad part of town?
It's in the so-so part of town.
All right, so-so. It's in the northeast corner of Superior Avenue and East 18th Street.
Actually, it's 17th Street.
There you go. There's the Don and Mike crack staff coming through again.
Sweating the details.
All right, we'll come back to you, Jermaine.
Okay.
Hold on a second, my friend. Now let's move to Lynchburg, Virginia.
All righty.
at the Harris Teeter.
What is Harris Teeter, for goodness
Harris
sake?
Teeter is a grocery store. At Village Courts on
Isn't it?
Boonesboro Road.
I think I've been in the Harris Teeter in South Carolina, and it was a grocery store.
I'm calling it right now. Lynchburg, Virginia, Harris Teeter. Hello?
Chaos.
Why are you answering this phone, sir?
Dynamite.
Beautiful. Beautiful. What's your name?
Scott Robertson.
Hi, Scott. Thank you for listening. Scott, how many folks you got there?
At least 20.
At least 20? All right.
At least.
That's a little more like it.
That's good.
I can feel my...
I'm growing fast.
I can feel my ego starting to grow back again. What's the deal? Have them make...
It's a festive atmosphere. A festive atmosphere.
Yeah, we ought to get them to make a little noise.
Yeah, could you make a little noise?
Make a noise. Please.
That's better.
There you go.
Wow. Okay. Hold on a second.
An enthusiastic group of 20.
And what else? Oh, yeah. Washington, right here. Silver Spring, Maryland. Before, let me just try that Chicago one more time.
Yeah, because that's on my mind, too.
I hate doing this. We got nobody listening.
In Dire Straits, Indiana. Just right over the Illinois line.
Yeah, we think so. I don't know. I know that there's a... Could you hear the desperation of that voice?
I don't know. I don't know where it is that we're calling.
You go over the expressway, there's like an Amoco station, and then you get into this awful part of town, no man's land, Gary, Indiana.
I think perhaps you get a phone booth location at Hugh's house.
Hugh, our board operator. Yeah, maybe I should give out a different location in Chicago, something a little more mainstream. Hold on, how about in LaGrange? Where's LaGrange at, Buzz? Elmhurst? Sauk Village?
Those are all good. Elmhurst would be great.
Elmhurst? All right, here you go. We'll change it. In Chicago. Let's even get one person, okay?
All right, let's go. It's always a struggle.
One stinking person at the Convenient Food Mart, 2 blocks south of I-290.
Mm-hmm. How convenient.
At the corner of York Road and Fremont, and that's in Elmhurst, okay?
All right.
If you're one of the chosen few listening to the program on WJJD, go to the phone booth at the Convenient Food Mart. Mart, 2 blocks south of I-290 at the corner of York Road and Fremont in Elmhurst, Illinois.
So far, we've got 3 guys in Cleveland, we've got 20 people in Lynchburg, and we haven't called Washington yet.
Let's see. Hey, Cleveland, how many up to now?
Well, we're down to 2. Zach had the lead. He has an exit across the street at the North Point Inn Motel.
Oh, do you mean we called a part of town where you can get a hooker?
Yes. Actually.
So he went. Jermaine, he went across the street with a hooker.
I can't hear you. Just had a truck going by.
Did he really go across? Did he really go across the street with a hooker?
I didn't see the hooker. He just said that he was going to the North Point Inn Motel, which is directly across the street.
All right, Jermaine, what is your location again, please?
We are on Superior and 17th. We're in front of the Headliner Cafe. And across the street, we have the North Point Inn and the Virgil E. Brown Center.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Thank you, Jermaine.
Mm-hmm.
Check in again in Lynchburg. Hello, Lynchburg.
Yes, hello.
Your location, please, sir.
Boonesboro Road, the Harris Teeter on Boonesboro Road in Lynchburg.
You got anybody else showing up there?
We've got at least 25 people here.
All right, hold on now. Let's call Washington, D.C.
All right.
The location in Silver Spring, Maryland, outside the Woodmore Supermarket on Colesville Road.
Looking very good for Lynchburg today. A fine turnout.
And as always, we're searching just for one listening interview. Hello?
How you doing?
Hello, my friend. Thank God you folks never let us down.
Well, we're coming, we're swarming here. We're getting here. Now it's tripled in the last 30 seconds.
How many you got?
Let's take a quick count. How many do we have?
How about a noise? Give me a noise meter here.
Well, most of the noise is the traffic. Has a lot of noise.
Sounds like a good crowd, but I don't think it's going to beat Lynchburg yet.
All right, hold on.
Just a few minutes, we'll beat them.
All right, hold on. We'll come back to you. Again now, Washington, D.C., Silver Spring, Maryland, outside the Woodmore Supermarket on Colesville Road in Chicago, 17th Street, by where all the hookers are.
Or is that Cleveland?
That's Cleveland.
What did I say?
He's in Chicago. No, I got Chicago on the brain. And we're not calling this one in Chicago. We're calling this one at the Convenient Food Mart. That's right. The hookers are in Cleveland on 17th Street.
Yeah, at the North Point Inn.
It's a Harris Teeter, in Lynchburg, Virginia.
That's right.
And in Chicago at the Convenient Food Mart, two blocks south of I-290.
The Ike.
Corner of York Road and Fremont. Oh, that's the Eisenhower Expressway. Yeah. All right, here we go. Let me try that.
That's me. I love that Chicago speak, guys.
Chicagoland.
The Ike.
Be nice if we get one freaking listener. Make me feel a little better.
That would be one ring.
All we need is one person.
Hello, this is the Pylam Products Company. My name is Tony Vaznoris.
Hi, Tony.
I'd like personally to accept your call. Please leave your name, number, and any message.
Would that be the payphone?
I hope not. And I will get back to you today or tomorrow.
I hope not. Tony, this is Noodles.
And this is Noodles' good friend, Johnny Pickup Sticks.
Listen, raise the money.
We need the money.
We don't want to break your legs.
Get us the money, and get us the money soon.
Harvey Perlman sends his regards.
Ciao. Adios.
Let me see. Maybe I have misdialed. Hold on.
Harvey Perlman will be visited by a big black sedan.
At least you know somebody's listening to the show. 9-3-0-1.
All right, we're calling Elmhurst?
Yes. At the Convenient Food Mart, two blocks south of I-290, the Ike, corner of York Road and Fremont in Elmhurst, Illinois.
I hope it's not the answer I'm listening to. But in a way, I do.
I'm going to be really embarrassed if it is, for goodness sakes. No. We got the right number this time.
Yeah, just a ringing phone. An empty, abandoned ringing phone in Chicago.
You know, Chicago's a city I want to do the best in, the worst.
I know you do.
I mean, in the worst way, I want to do the best there. But the problem is that we're doing the worst there.
Yeah.
We can't get one person to answer a phone booth in Chicago? Somebody sit on this and let me know as soon as someone picks this up. It's my ego cannot stand this.
Okay,
Diana. Let me know.
Okay.
That's at the Convenient Food Mart, two blocks south of I-290, corner of York Road and Fremont in Elmhurst, Illinois.
All right.
Back to Cleveland. Hello, Cleveland with the hookers. How many you got?
We got four.
Four. All right. That is doubled.
That's doubled.
That is doubling. That is how fast our show is multiplying new listeners.
That's
we are
right.
Doubling them all the time. Hold on a second. I'll come back to you.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Now, here's where the real battle is going to be. Lynchburg. Hello, Lynchburg.
Hello.
How many you got?
30.
30. Let me hear the noise.
30. Noise, people.
We got a good director out there.
Yes, we do.
All these people can't move to Chicago.
All right, good job. Hold on a second. Let me get back to Washington, D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland. Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
How many do you have, sir?
We're rapidly climbing
through
the teens and into the
20s
now.
Oh,
all right. Into the 20s. We got a horse race. I figured we would.
This is kind of a sad day for Washington to be upset by Lynchburg, Virginia, although they didn't.
They
did have a late start. All right, listen, here's what we'll do. We'll break for commercials. We'll come back. We'll declare one final winner on this, and one go around, we come right back. Stay right there. This guy, what's your name, sir? What's your name? Dan, thanks for listening. Dan, the man in charge, Silver Spring, Maryland, outside the Woodmore Supermarket on Colesville Road. What? Hello, what? What was that, Dan?
You know it. We're here.
Okay, we know it. Hold on. We'll come back after the commercials. Lynchburg.
Oh.
That sounds like your winner today.
Yay!
Outside the Harris Teeter. What is it? Harris Teeter.
Harris Teeter.
Village Courts on Boonesboro Road. Hold on. We'll come back after the commercials. Diana, what happened in Chicago? Who disconnected us? How could they disconnect?
What happened? The payphone disconnected?
Yeah, sometimes payphones, after they ring, like, you know, a lot, it just kind of gives you a busy signal and hangs up on you.
Just to add insult to injury,
man.
Chicago.
This is very disappointing.
The Convenient Food Mart, two blocks south of I-290 at the corner of York Road and Fremont in Elmhurst, Illinois.
This isn't right.
We're calling there right now. And they were very popular in all the other cities we broadcasted.
Yes, we are.
Shut Chicago!
Something about this city.
Now, I know that we're on a bad station with a bad signal, but I don't care.
Everybody always says it's because, you know, they played
the oldie stuff before we got on there.
We've climbed higher mountains than this before.
We certainly have.
We've overcome bigger odds than this before. But for God's sake, it's got to start with one person. Got to be one person listening to this show.
And I got to say, I'm almost beginning to think it's something technical. I'm sorry, that's just the way I feel.
Let's go back to Jermaine in Cleveland. Hi, Jermaine.
Hi.
How many you got now?
We got six here.
Six, you hear that?
Floor's up in the 65 Hertz, and we're all standing in the bus lane.
That's Jermaine. And your location again, Jermaine?
17th and Superior in Cleveland, Ohio.
All right, we'll come back after the commercial. Stand by. Stand by. Oh, what did I do there? Hold on a second. What's this? Wait a minute. Hold on. Hello?
The sounds of Chicago.
Just ringing. We'll be right back. We'll declare a winner right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
You ask if they have a God complex.
We are God.
They are God. Don and Mike.
I've been told somebody finally picked the phone up in Chicago.
Hallelujah.
Hello.
They're right here.
Hello.
They're right here.
Hello.
I'm right here.
What's your name, sir?
This is Mike.
We got one guy in Chicago. That's all we need to continue broadcast.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Hey, listen.
Yes.
Have you gone to mail any letters at the post office lately?
No, why?
Because the lines are just as bad or worse than at 7-Eleven's inconvenience.
Oh, so he's referring to your comments about 7-Eleven yesterday.
Well, at least the guy listened yesterday.
He listened. That's right. He's listening. You're listening?
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, Milwaukee, Mike.
Well, you only got one listener. You got to count on that. And you live in Milwaukee?
Yeah, there was a horn.
That's my name.
I'd like to point out there was a horn going by, too. Somebody beeped it, Mike.
They're all crowded around here.
That could have simply been a pedestrian. Somebody who was trying to get out of the way.
Don and Mike, some guy just pulled up. He got two listeners here.
All right, well, for God's sake, let's see if we can do some multiplying
here. EMR 765.
All right, now, well, what's your location there, Mike?
Fremont and York Road.
Okay, that's in Elmhurst, right?
Yeah, Elmhurst.
All right, hold on, I'll come back to you. All right, all is not lost.
Yeah, that, you know, any turnout is a good turnout.
All right, let's go through these lines one more time and find the big winner.
All right.
We'll start in Cleveland, Ohio. Hello, Jermaine.
Yep, still here.
Jermaine, what's your final total, my friend?
Six.
All right, six.
Six is the final total.
A loud vocal six. You know what we got to do? Over this vacation, we got to find some way to acquaint ourselves more with these cities and find phone booths that are in the better part of town.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's the reason we don't have more than six in Chicago, in Cleveland right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all by the hookers. It would be the equivalent of calling a phone booth on 14th Street downtown here.
Of course. You know, but you never know. You might get a celebrity like Hugh Grant to pick up the phone.
Listen, Jermaine, thank you for listening.
No problem.
Final total six, and thank all of our friends there, all six of them.
Don and Mike said thanks. Let's go, boys.
All right. Thank you, Jermaine.
Yep, take it easy, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
That's six.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Lynchburg, Virginia now. Hey, Lynchburg.
Hello.
What's your final total?
Oh, we got about 42, I think.
44.
They're yelling at him when he said 42.
45, okay. Let's go back to Washington. Washington, how many you got?
Yeah, we've got about 47 now.
Now, what are we going to have to do? Hold on, here's what we got to do. Sherry, you got your pen there?
Yeah.
We got to count them down one at a time,
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hello. Hey, Mike.
Is that the guy's name, Mike?
Yes.
Hey, Mike.
I can barely hear you, but there's a lot of people here.
Okay, Mike, listen. Thank everybody for the support. We're going to have a count off. We got to get people's names one at a time. If you want to have everybody come up to the phone.
Come to the phone.
Just tell us their names and pass the phone right on.
Okay, this is I'm Dan, by the way.
Oh, Dan. Okay, Dan.
Okay, Dan from Service Place.
Dan, number one. Let's go. Let's count them.
Don and Mike, this is Oinky. Hey, Don and Mike, it's Rosie from Silver Spring. Noreen from Silver Spring.
Gordon from Silver Spring.
Yes, Kathy, Silver Spring.
Tom from Burtonsville.
Chris from Silver Spring.
Mary Lou from Burtonsville, Silver Spring. Pam from Silver Spring.
Alan from Potomac.
Andy in Rockville.
Bob from Silver Spring.
Bob from Silver Spring.
Hey, that's a guy.
Bob Woods from College Park.
That's better.
Dennis from Silver Spring.
More like it.
Mary from Silver Spring.
Scott from Silver Spring.
Scott from Columbia.
Phil from Burtonsville.
Hugh Harjohn from Washington, D.C.
Hi, Steve from the district.
Is that Hugh?
Trisha from Silver Spring.
Hey, guys, Maury from Silver Spring.